family first for speaking?
Hi, Luke. How are you doing? Small Stuart. I was calling you guys.
Hi, yes.
My brother informed me that the 131 does not run on Sundays. So I guess the lady said she's going to be on the bus.
I'm sorry. The phone is just not clear. Can you repeat that?
The lady that said she wanted to come on the bus?
Yes.
The 131 does not run on Sundays.
Oh, it's not running on Sundays?
The bus.
Oh, okay. And do you have appointments on Sundays?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so meaning for her to come, it would be an issue, you're saying?
Unless you send somebody else on a Sunday.
So you want us to send someone else for Saturdays and Sundays?
Or you can do it that way. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm just telling you that she said she's going to get on the bus. And the bus on Sunday. So she would be mad.
So I'll let her know about it. I'll let her know that you told me that Sundays the bus doesn't run.
Doesn't run on Sundays. And then that she did get the other bus, which is, I guess, the 99 or whatever. She would have to walk a half a mile to get here. So.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
I don't think she will do that.
Wow. Okay, so I'll let her know. Thank you for letting me know about it, so I can let her know.
Okay.
So I'll see what she wants to do. No, he didn't call me back yet.
You do have his number, correct?
I called him twice. I left a voicemail. I emailed, and I haven't heard back yet.
He told me he's seen your call or got your call.
Oh, he saw my call. Okay, so I'll wait for his call. If I don't hear from him by, you know, later today, I'll try calling again.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, great. We'll be in touch then. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Bye.